This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Now, you and Cooper, you met at the Shady Lady. That was not the spot of your first date. You just met there. Tell us about what happened even before you went on a first date. What was it like when you met at the Shady Lady?
We did end up kissing a few times that night. So we exchanged numbers, and then he reached out the next day and asked if I would go to dinner with him. And I mean, I thought we had a great time at dinner, but since our date, I haven't heard from him. So it's just weird, like not a call, not a text.
And were you guys like texting and calling prior to the date?
Yeah, we were texting definitely prior to the date.
Okay.
And I mean, I didn't reach out to him because I'm kind of like old fashioned in that way. And I just kind of assumed that if he wanted to go out again, he'd reach out.
Generally, that is the case, yes.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't want to, but I just want to know why.
So you came on a morning radio show because you're an old-fashioned gal. The way that our grandparents did it. Yep, we actually have Cooper on hold. We're going to talk to him, and we'll get his side of the story, and then we'll bring you back, and you guys can hash it out. Hopefully, we'll get a second date for you, okay?
For sure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jenna's on hold. Good morning, Cooper.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing just fine. Yeah. Hey, you're actually on a second date update. It's a bit that we do where we get two people who went on a first date, and let's say a guy, for instance, maybe his name's Cooper, I don't know, went on a first date and then decided that he did not want to go on a second date and just disappeared. We want to find out why you didn't go on a second date.
Or even contact.
With Jenna.
Jenna, we had a good date and everything, but she just, she seemed bored. She was like yawning constantly and she just didn't seem interested.
So you didn't reach out to her because you got the impression she wasn't into you?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of blatant too. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, yawned a couple of times. Like, it was constantly throughout the night. She just seemed disinterested in the conversation and...
Well, she is interested.
I don't know.
We actually have her on hold. Jenna, you're back on. You heard Cooper. What was going on? What was going on with you? What, did you get a big workout in that day or something? What's happening?
No, I mean, I may have yawned a few times, but I didn't really think it was that big of a deal.
Jenna, you weren't aware of how you were...
Being perceived.
Yeah, being perceived.
That seems impossible. She was, like, literally narcoleptic that night.
Cooper.
I mean, that's been honest. She wants to know.
Okay, well, I didn't really see it that way, but I did have COVID on our date, but so
hold on a second. You had COVID while you went on the date?
Jenna. You had COVID?
Yeah, I did, but I was over the 5-day quarantine period.
Okay, but it's 5 days quarantine, and then you're supposed to, like, wear a mask for another 5 days. And at the very least, you tell the person you're sitting across the table with that you have COVID.
Yeah, like, I would have waited, you know, a few more days to go out.
Yeah, but I swear, I wasn't contagious anymore, so it's not that big of a deal.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Wait, I took a test.
You got to tell me. You got to tell people that. Come on.
Listen, let's assume that COVID is not serious or anything like that. You're still sick. Like, if somebody just had, like, the sniffles, I wouldn't want them to go on a date with me. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. I got the sniffles.
Yeah,
I don't want to get sick. I mean, how long ago was this, Cooper? Are you feeling, like, sicker at all?
I mean, I felt okay, but this conversation is kind of making me feel sick a little bit.
It's like when you're looking at pictures of a spider and you feel like there's one on you. I mean, Cooper, that was her judgment. So do you want to go on a second date with Jenna?
Man, honestly, Jenna, I would have waited a few days, but that just doesn't spell out good for me. Like, you got to tell people that. That's.
But do you want to go on a second date with her?
No, honestly, no.
Okay. Well, Jenna, there's your answer. And
sorry, Jenna.
Here's the good news, Jenna.
No worries.
This situation will probably never happen again.
Well, but, at least not for 90 days.
That's true. But if it does, just know that you're not even at your best. You came across sleepy and tired. So regardless of how you feel about whether or not, you know, you were being serious or not being serious about it, you won't come across sleepy and lethargic on a date.
Or narcoleptic.
Or narcoleptic, as he said. Okay?
All right, guys.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.